PPI.org.
Thank you for joining Disability and Progress, where we bring you insights into ideas about and discussions on disability topics. We have a great topic for tonight. We are in the meeting with Diane Ducharme. Hi. Diane is a senior program manager for Blind Shell USA, and we'll be talking about the Blind Shell phone and who uses it and how it's different. Thanks so much for your patience, Diane. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. You have some jazzy music going on there.
Well, okay. you got what you got, and I just you just never know what you're going to get here. Anyway, my name is Sam. I'm the host of this show. Thanks for tuning in. Charlene Dahl is my research person. Hi, Charlene.
Good evening, everyone.
There you are. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, let's start off, Diane, by talking about you. For a minute, you get to talk a little bit about you, and then it's nothing about you. No, I'm just kidding. So talk to me a little bit about how you came to this job and what is your role with Blind Shell USA?
Well, okay, so I actually don't like talking about myself, so this is my least favorite part. But
you're interesting because you landed here.
I know. Okay, so I was born in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Starting way back now. So I have always worked in the field of disability. I have a master's in education. So I'm a certified rehab counselor. So I've always been working in this field. Have loved to see the advancements in technology, see how things have changed. I'm a visually impaired person myself. I grew up, I've always been visually impaired, started off legally blind around 2100. And then as I got older and older, the vision started to decline and nobody knew why. Everybody was blaming like the retina. People were blaming the cornea. Cornea was blaming the retina.
Of course.
Yeah. So, you know, like it really makes a difference, but so it is what it is. So now it's pretty much just like light perception if I'm lucky. So I feel that is, you know, in a way it's a benefit when dealing with people in our community, because I feel like I understand sometimes what a sighted person thinks is accessible isn't accessible.
Right.
So I feel like if I'm frustrated with something and, you know, smacking the phone, then I know that everybody else is as
right.
well.
So yeah. how did you end up with working with Blind Shell?
So I was working for Sprint as a blind and low vision outreach specialist. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit and we got furloughed. And I just happened to meet Barry Asman while I was working for Sprint. And we kept in contact. We see each other all the time at different conferences. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity came up with Blind Shell. So he's our president and he asked me. And so here I am.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So the Blind Shell phone, I don't even know what to think of that name. That's such a, did you have any idea of how they came up with that name?
Yeah. So the Blind Shell started around back in 2013. There was a competition in Prague where a college student entered this competition because his best friend was blind and his friend's like, I really want to use a cell phone like everybody else. So he created this platform. And apparently Shell is the geeky technology word for technology. So they came up with this name of Blind Shell.
Wow. Okay. So it's like a German?
The phone is actually, Blind Shell headquarters are located in Prague.
Okay.
And we are Blind Shell USA. So we handle everything in the US, North America, South America, Central America.
Excellent.
All the Americas.
All the Americas. All right.
Yes.
So Blind Shell cell phone, talk about what that is. What is it exactly besides the cell phone?
Yeah, sure. So Blind Shell Classic 2, which is the phone that we have now, it started in 2019 with the Classic, but in 2021, fall of 2021, we came out with the Classic 2, mm-hmm. and that's our focus now. So it is basically an all-in-one communication device. So it's a cell phone, but it's also your book reader. It's also how you can watch YouTube, podcasts. It's got a step counter in it. It has a guitar tuner. It's just got a ton of different features, which I can go through all of those if you like. But so it is mainly a cell phone, and it has actual tactile buttons on it.
Ah, so there's those who missed the button thing.
Yes, yes. The screen on it is for display only. So you can tap it, swipe it, rotary it, whatever you want to do to it. It's not going to affect anything. And that's really what our customers like, because they were fed up with the whole just flat glass. And every time I pick it up, I was activating something that I didn't want to do.
Right.
And it's also a menu-driven phone. So there's two bars in the middle that take you up and down through all the menus. And then you just use a tactile button to select what you want. And everything is spoken to you.
Ah, excellent. So I will tell you that for a long time, I resisted the iOS. I miss my N86. Excuse me just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, I loved my N86, and I was in an accident whereupon my N86 was smashed and was forced to go to the other side.
Yeah.
But boy, I tell you what, I loved my phone that had buttons, and there was a lot to be said for that. So can you describe what the Blind Shell looks like?
Sure. So it comes in two colors. You can get it in midnight black or cardinal red. And on the front of the phone, there is this. So the phone itself is about 5.5 inches tall. It's about 2.5 across and a little less than 1/2 inch thick. And then on the front, there is that screen that goes mm-hmm. probably a little bit more than halfway down. And then underneath that, you have 6 buttons, which are all tactile. And those are your navigation buttons, the way to actually activate the phone. And then underneath that is your tactile keypad with a very pronounced dot on the number 5.
Ah.
On the top of the phone, you have your standard 3.5 headphone jack.
Oh, the lovely
Yay.
Headphone jack. I miss yep. my headphone jack.
Yep. And then next to that, you have it's you'll feel a little bump, and that is the flashlight.
Mm.
And then on the bottom of the phone is your standard USB-C charging port.
Okay.
So if you flip the phone to the skinny side, like on the left-hand skinny side, there's mm-hmm. a rocker switch on the top. That's the volume. And if you flip it to the skinny side on the right, halfway down, there's a button about an inch long. And that has two purposes. So one is it will save your favorites. So if you don't want to go through all the different menus to get to something, you have, you know, your list of favorites, you can save them there. And also, that's how you dictate to the phone.
Oh, I was going to ask that. Cool.
Yeah. And then on the back of the phone, there's a recessed button that is a designated SOS button. So you can program whoever you want there. And then above that button is the camera.
And I'm presuming this is fully accessible.
Yes, it is. Yep. We like to say that it is the it is 100% accessible. We like it when our apps are updated that they are accessible.
Right.
Sometimes they're a little fluky at first, I'll admit, but we do make them, you know, because we have a lot of third-party apps on here. So sometimes if Amazon updates, then we have to quickly go in and make that accessible to our phone.
Right.
So that's why, you know, if Amazon doesn't update today, then somebody will call me and say, you know, I used to be able to do this and now I can't. So then I'll have to look at that and say, oh, this is what's going on. They updated. Let's fix this immediately.
Right. So I presume that the Blind Shell has a SD card. What's the capacity of that? And like, how much does the phone hold?
So the phone itself is, has 12 gigs of storage, mm-hmm. but it holds an SD card up to 128. So you can have a lot of storage on here. And also it has, dual SIM cards. So if you're somebody who travels a lot and you go to a different country, you can have your other SIM card in there ready for you when you get there.
Cool. So you could, you know, if you like to go to Germany or wherever, you could mm-hmm. have that
yep.
and then you could have
yep.
your own. Wow. That is really cool. So that you wouldn't have to worry about roaming charges or whatever.
That is correct. Yes.
Excellent. So you were talking, Diane, about dictation, and does it work a lot like you would see in iOS? Like, can you dictate with, you know, your messages and things like that?
Yes. Yeah, so you can dictate if you want to do a text message, you can dictate an email. This is kind of a two-part question. You can't hold that button down and say, when was George Washington born?
Ah.
However, however, Alexa is built into the phone.
Oh.
So if you go down to go through the menu, get to Alexa, then you can ask that question.
Gotcha. And so what is the voice that Blind Shell is using?
So there are multiple voices. I have a couple here that I will demonstrate.
Sure.
And also, the Blind Shell has built right into it 19 different languages. So if English isn't your preferred, or say you're trying to learn another language and you want to practice on your phone, you can switch it out to a different
cool.
language.
Because it is built on an Android platform, right?
Yes, it's Android under the hood with Blind Shell software.
So in a way, it is proprietary.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, give us a demo of what kind of things we could hear.
Okay. So I will, this is an example of, let me turn up my volume. Oh, I'm glad I listened. I had them switched. I was going to say, this is the female voice. Okay, here
Ten.
We go.
Ten.
So this is,
call 1 of 7. Messages.
An example
of 7. Contacts. 3 of 7. Application. Settings.
That's the male voice. And then I'll show you this one. Let me turn this up.
5, 8, 9, 10, 10. Important. 3 of 4. Drafts. Communication. Media. Books. Games. Vision aids.
And I'll go over all of those things. But I just wanted to give you an example of the different voices. Depending on how well somebody is hearing, some like the male voice, some like the female voice. And then also, once you choose your language, so I chose English, then I can go in and there's like 100 different versions of English I could pick. So if I want the if I want the British guy, or if I want the Australian lady, or the for St. Patrick's Day, I had the Irish lady talking on the phone. So you can have a lot of fun playing around with your voices, too.
I recently read that that the blind shell has Ira. And for those who do not know what Ira is, because this is a global show and a lot of people do listen who maybe don't have a disability or maybe know somebody who has a disability, but they're not familiar with this. Ira is kind of this helpful helpful program that you could call someone and ask them, like, I need to know what color this shirt is, and does it match with my pants? Did I describe that correctly, that you would describe that
exactly
as that?
Yes.
And it's kind of people on the other side will look at things, and or you could say, does this say carrots for my plants? Or read a recipe or whatever it is. There are different people that can help you with that. One of the things that they do use on the iOS is a camera. So what, talk about the camera a little bit on the blind shell. Is it pretty good?
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's a 13 pixel camera, and we do have Ira and Be My Eyes on here. And we also have a lot AI programs where you can turn text into speech, and the camera works just fine for all of those applications.
So do you have Seeing AI on there?
We have Google Lookout, which is the Android version of Seeing AI.
So we'll get to that in just a minute, but it's good that you have both Be My Eyes and Ira, as people may not know, but Ira is not free, for the exception, I think you can get five minutes every 24 hours, at least you used to be able to. I'm not sure if that's changed.
It's something like that, yeah.
All right.
And I think,
then, And then Be My Eyes is free, to my knowledge, still.
Yes. So what I always recommend to people is, you know, use Be My Eyes for things like, like you said, what color is my shirt? What is my washing machine set at? Don't use Be My Eyes for anything that's, you know, personal, legal, financial, because they're volunteers. So you just want to be careful. Yeah.
Right. So let's talk about the Google Lookout. What is that and how does it work?
So I love Google Lookout. It has five different components. Let me open it up.
7:24 p.m.
So do you prefer the male or female voice, Sam? Is one better for you, that you're hearing?
Well, let's see. Let's ask my research. But Charlene, what would you rather hear, female or male?
Let's go with the female.
All right. Let's go with the female.
All right. It's girl power tonight.
That's right.
Okay, so if I wanted to
4 of 7,
get
1925.
In, so right now, this one I have set on the 24-hour time, military time.
Oh,
but you
I am
can
so into
too.
That. No, I love that.
Okay, so if I wanted to go to what are we doing? Google Lookout, sorry.
Google Lookout, yes.
yeah, and I don't have it in my favorites, so I'm going to actually go through the menus. So I'm going to use, there's two bars right underneath the screen, and I'm gonna hit the lower bar.
Call 1 of 7
and
messages.
I'm gonna go to
2 of 7 contacts, 3 of applications, 4 of 7.
I'm gonna go to applications, and I'm gonna hit the OK button above the number 1. It's a tactile round button.
Internet browser 1 of 13.
So as you heard, you can go on the internet.
Tools, communication, media, 4 of 3 books, 5 games. Vision aids.
I'm going to go down to Vision Aids, and I'm going to hit OK.
Ira Explorer.
And there's our
12.
Ira.
Arcs, 2 of 12. Be My Eyes, 3 of 12. Beepers, color indicator, and Vision GPS points, 8 of 12. Google Lookout,
there we go.
7 of 12.
So I'm going to hit OK on that.
Lookout help.
And
change language.
Going to
sign
go down.
In. Turn camera off. Recents. Explore beta, 1 of 5.
So explore beta will tell you what's around you.
Window, television, bed, picture frame.
I'm lamp. Just moving it around this room that
window.
I'm in.
Chair.
So if if there was another person here, it mm-hmm. would tell me there's a person. Chair. If there was backpack. Three people, it would say table. Three people.
Backpack.
If it comes across text, it will read the text as well.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah, I like the explore mode for when I'm going into an office, giant office building, and I'm trying to find a specific, you know, office number. I can just, as I'm going by the doors, hold the phone and it'll read the office numbers as I'm going by.
So I could think this would be really cool. How good is it at like pinpointing? So let's say you're walking in the office or walking somewhere in a classroom setting, you maybe wouldn't want to run into a desk or chair. How is it? Can you kind of tell like how far away it is or where it is? So that you
not don't... necessarily. No, I wouldn't use it for mobility purposes. I would use it if I'm walking into that room and I want to know what's in the room, it would tell me. And I'm sure like if I hold it straight ahead for me and it says desk, then I can assume there's a desk in front of me. But yeah, it wouldn't give you any indication on how far away that desk is.
Maybe if you dropped something, you could look for it. Would it do
that?
Oh
my gosh, Sam, listen. So the other day, this was a while ago, I was at my office and I dropped my ID and I could not find it anywhere. You know, I was doing the whole thing with the foot, trying to find it. And, you know, and I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. So I grabbed the phone and I opened the Google Lookout to explore and I just held it down to the ground. And once it read my ID, I reached down and I grabbed it. So, yeah, you were right on with that.
Cool. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. And that's just one feature of Google Lookout. So it also has a food labeling system where it will identify packages. And it doesn't look for a barcode. It will actually snap a picture of an item. And then it pulls information from the cloud also about the item. So it might say, you know, Cheerios, and then start telling you the saturated fat and the calories and all that other kind of stuff. And then there's also a text mode where it will read text. So if you hold it up to something, it will read it. And it has a, so that's good if you're like, you know, going through your refrigerator and you don't want to do the food mode. You just want to quickly see what something is. Like, is this the mayonnaise or the, you know, or the applesauce? You can quickly just put the phone towards it and it'll start to read it.
One of the things I've noticed, I have used Seeing AI and maybe it's just me, but I always have trouble with like round things, like so pill bottles or cans or things like that. Especially like you can usually find labels on the jars, but you know, cans and pill bottles are harder to sometimes find where it would be. How easy is it to manage with that?
So yeah, bottles and cans and stuff like that work very well with this system. I was looking to see if I had anything here, but I'm like down at a bar and everything is booze. So I don't know how
well
far,
then.
I mean, how well it would do with that. But I've used it to identify like those icy drinks. I can do that to figure out what flavor it is. So it works very well, surprisingly. That's everybody's surprised at how well it works with the rounded items.
Yeah, that's really nice. So
looking to see if I have anything here that I could use.
When an application or an app gets added to Blind Shell, how did they decide what they're going to add? And how closely do you work with that?
So a lot of times we put the apps on there that people are requesting. So Bard was the big thing. So everybody's like, oh, we need Bard. We need Bard. And it's like, yeah, we do need Bard. And So that we did manage to get on here. Spotify. People have been asking for Spotify. So now we have Spotify on there.
Excellent. Yeah, Bard, for those who don't know, Bard is a library for the blind, basically. And it you have just thousands and thousands of books at your disposal to be able to read. So great. That's nice. That
yes.
And not just books, but magazines and things like that. So
yeah. Yeah. So if we, you know, sometimes people will put in a request for something that, you know, like that they're the only one in the universe who would ever want this app. And it's like, sorry, I don't think we'll, you know, be able to put that on there. But if it's something that's relatively popular and a lot of people are interested in, then we will definitely consider putting it on. I send a lot of requests over that from, you know, that I hear from people and that I also want for myself. And then once an app is put on the beta phone, then I will test it and make sure that it works.
Give me an idea, like approximately how often an app is put on.
Well, as far as an app, I would say, I would say probably 4 to 6 are added a year.
Excellent. That's actually not so bad because, I mean, especially because if you're doing really big apps, like Bard is a big deal for
Bard was
a lot of
big, yes.
You know, even Spotify. I'm a Spotify user, so Spotify can be a big deal. I could, you know, Ira, I'm sure, is a big deal. That a lot of people do use that, even if it's not free. And I'm sure Be My Eyes is just, you know, the same. So if somebody wanted to suggest an app, how would they do it?
So they can email me directly. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at blindshellusa.com. So it's blindshellusa.com. And you could let me know what your suggestions are or if you have any other questions. And you can also send an email directly to Blindshell, our development team in Prague, at info@blindshell without the USA. So it would be info@blindshell.com.
Excellent.
So Sam, I'm going to do a live thing here and hope
okay,
it works.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Cause I found something. Let's see. Let me go to the food label system.
Explore beta. Food labels.
Okay.
6, 8. Food labels. Food labels. Product: Sunny D Tangy Original Citrus Punch.
There you go.
Ah, nice, nice. And is that a can?
It's a round bottle of Sunny D.
Excellent. Well, thank you. That's a great. Great thing to be able to see. Diane, one of the things that I'm curious about is, because I know it depends on sometimes how much stuff is open or what's on, but what's the general life of the battery?
So far, we haven't had an issue with that, and the phone's been out since the fall of 2021. So I am assuming they're going to keep going for, you know, a little while. If I had to put a guess on it, I would say 3 years. But that's just a guess, a very uneducated guess, but that's just what I'm assuming. And the nice thing though is the battery is an external battery.
Okay.
So
user replaceable?
Replaceable. So
excellent.
So you don't have to, you know,
send it
get
in.
Rid of your phone.
Do you have to send it in, or is it user replaced? Like, can you just order a new battery?
You can order a new battery, yes.
Excellent. And what is the battery length? Like, how long does it last till you have to charge again?
So in between charges, it can last 96 hours. So I charge mine every 3 or 4 days.
Wow. That is really good.
Yeah.
Actually impressive. And so the phone, does it have Bluetooth on it? And if so, is it usable with different things like headsets or keyboards or anything?
So it does have Bluetooth, and currently it's pretty much audio Bluetooth. So headphones, speakers, some hearing aids are pairing. We're actually working with the university's audiology department to figure out exactly what kind of hearing instruments are going to pair. Mm. However, there is an upcoming update that will also improve that Bluetooth so that people can connect Bluetooth keyboards.
So that's good. My bone conduction headphones, they could work on it.
Yeah, most likely. There's been just a couple things as far as audio that haven't connected, but most things are connecting, we're finding.
So go ahead.
So yeah, I was going to say, so the reason that I bring up the keyboards is because right now people are using a USB-C connected keyboard with their blind shell because they prefer that versus the T9 texting way or the dictation way. They plug in their keyboard and then they can do all their emails and their text messages and whatever it is they want to do when that text box opens. They could just use their keyboard.
I remember doing so much T9 texting.
Yeah.
I got really fast. So that's most excellent. I think that, yeah, a lot of people do the keyboard thing. And so you will see that. So you're saying that a corded keyboard, but
right now, yes.
Right now, but Bluetooth is in the future?
It is. I always get in trouble because I say things I'm not supposed to say.
I'll calm down.
But
I understand.
They should know better than to let me do these things.
That's right.
Because I have a beta phone, so I see what's coming around the corner.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So this sounds really cool. So you've told me a lot about what the blind phone or blind shell phone is good for. What is it not good for? What are some maybe big things that you can't do that you would need the iOS or a pure Android to do? Or especially let's go with iPhone, because a lot of people, let's face it, Android is nice because they don't make you their way or the highway, but
yeah.
Apple is the most accessible as far as the two platforms when it goes for pure phones. And a lot of people are on Apple. So tell us like what might be a big thing on the iPhone that people would use that is not and blind shell.
So yeah, Uber and Lyft, we do not have those apps yet. Uber has our phones and they're playing with them to see if they can create, because their app is just so mammoth, and to see if there's a way that we can get Uber on the phone. I think it's going to happen. I just don't know when. I'm hoping by the end of this year. You can use Uber through the internet, though, on the phone. I've done this quite a bit where I'll go into the internet browser. I'll type in m.uber.com. Mm-hmm. And then, I could put in my username and my password and my account comes up. And then I can just request an Uber that way. So if somebody, it's one of those things, if you're willing to take a little bit more effort, then you can get that done as well. But that's, it's Uber and Lyft. And also, I know people who have like glucose monitors.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we're trying to get on here too, because right now they can't use their apps.
I would think that would
apps.
Be a huge thing.
Yeah.
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 So is it still my understanding that, like, if you called, I don't know if Be My Eyes does it. I know Ira did, like, they could schedule a Lyft or whatever for you.
Yes. So Ira can schedule a Lyft. Also, Uber has this pilot program in certain states where you can call for an Uber now.
Huh.
So I'm wondering if that's kind of a direction they're going to go in.
Yeah, that could be good. Then you can call and complain, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not an Uber fan. Do you have the? Wait, Charlene, go. My research person has a question. Charlene, go ahead.
I was wondering about the grocery apps, like the Shipt and Instacart.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's. I actually just about 2 weeks ago I requested Instacart, so I'm hoping that that's something that will come as well. Right now, they are not on. So many people actually do have a smartphone and a blind shell. And when they get their blind shell, they'll use their smartphone about 90%, their blind shell 10%. But as time goes on and on and on, those numbers tend to reverse, where they're picking up their blind shell more and just using their iPhone for those, you know, Ubers or Instacarts or whatever, but they prefer the buttons on the blind shell. And also, you know, we do have Spotify and we do have YouTube and we do have a podcast player, but they're simplified versions. So it's so much easier to create, say, a playlist on Spotify with the blind shell than it is using a smartphone app.
Interesting.
Oh, I'm going to go a little bit different direction. This blind shell, is it for all carriers or only certain ones?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah, that is a great question. So right now, out of the box, if you take your blind shell out of the box and you would pop in a T-Mobile micro SIM card or anybody who uses their towers, the phone will work immediately. AT&T, there's setting changes that need to be made. It seems to work better with, if you're using AT&T through, say, like a consumer cellular or an H2O, like some other carrier that uses AT&T towers.
Didn't they just
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, who just bought T-Mobile? Someone just, was that AT&T?
T-Mobile's buying everybody. T-Mobile just bought Sprint and Mint.
gotcha. So yeah. Sprint should work on there, yes?
It should, as long as it's a T-Mobile tower. So on my phones, I use a company called Telo, T-E-L-L-O.
Okay.
I love them. They are very affordable, and they use T-Mobile towers, and they send you a 3-in-1 SIM card. You just pop out the micro-sized SIM card, you put it in, and you're ready to go.
Explain to people what a 3-in-1 might mean.
So a 3-in-1 SIM card would have three different size SIM cards in one card. And they're all tiny. Even when the card is intact with all three SIM cards, it's still only maybe a half an inch tall.
Oh my.
So all these SIM cards are really tiny. So, you know, you may need some help to punch it out. I actually used Ira. When I got my SIM card in the mail, I used Ira and I said, can you, help me punch this out? And then they were able to do that. So I got the right size card in there and then was able to put it into the phone.
Anything else, Charlene?
No, that was very good.
That was very good. Charlene's usually the quiet one. So it's nice to hear her. She kind of got excited there for a minute about this. So that's good. They might extend, what about Verizon? Is it going to have trouble with those?
So Verizon, we have had a couple meetings with, and they are, they're interested in getting it to work on their network. The only issue is that with Verizon, they said, because of all their internal testing and certifying, it could take at least 9 months.
Oh my.
So, yeah. So Verizon, we're going to have to wait. But if you want your phone to work out of the box, say you're on a plan with Verizon, but you want to get a blind shell, I would suggest just using one of these Telos or H2O, these small companies that use T-Mobile towers, but they're affordable. Like, you know, for my demo phone, I get unlimited talk and text, and think 1 gigabyte of data, which is all I need because I'm always connected to Wi-Fi, and it's $10 a month. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah, excellent idea.
Yeah.
So we talked about approximately how many apps are being put on per year about, but mm-hmm. How often is it updated?
There's generally about 3 updates a year, and everything is pushed right to your phone. So you'll get a notification letting you know that there's a system update or a new app, and then you can just download it right from there. So you don't have to connect it to a computer or anything. It just, everything is just pushed right to the phone.
So one of the things I notice as far as updates goes with the iOS is they, you know, sometimes things aren't accessible as they were, or they change them as far as where they are, or they might mess with your settings. How does that work on the blind shell? Does things kind of stay so you're no huge surprises except for maybe a new app or something?
Yeah, so if there's a system update or an app, it doesn't affect your setting changes. It can, as I said earlier, affect the way the app works until we take a peek at it and you know, turn it into an accessible app again, because, you know, these third-party apps are just always doing some kind of update, and it's a silly little thing, but it may change the whole format of the app. So it's just, you know, and we'll go in as soon as possible and straighten everything out, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's important. We need these apps to work for everybody.
So are you the one who's testing all the apps? Is there anybody else testing them? Would that be a lot for one person every time updates?
Yeah, well, I have a whole blind shell community out there who help, because we have, well, there's actually 2 listservs for blind shell. Neither of them are run by us. They're all either the one is a distributor and the other one is just a consumer, and they started these blind shell listservs, and trust me, if there's an issue, I get 37 emails immediately. So everybody out there is like my blind shell army. I love them because they, you know, they keep me informed, and they always let me know what needs to be changed, what, you know, what's working great. You know, they don't just complain. They just tell me what's good too. And I say, you know, even though these lists aren't run by blind shell, I mm-hmm. monitor them, and I say, I want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
You know, cause that's the only way we're going to make improvements, is if I know something isn't right.
So I'm sure a lot of people listening to this might think, well, that's good for a blind user or somebody but are you finding that there's users who are not blind who are using this too?
Yes. So what's interesting is somebody will get a blind shell, and then either their spouse or a sibling will be like, oh, that's pretty cool. And it's so easy to use that they want one too. And the best part is if somebody is sighted and they just love the simplicity of the phone, you can totally turn the speech off. So then it's just a standard cell phone.
Oh, okay. So they, if they, I was going to say, why would they do that as far as, but they might get it for just for ease of use, because sometimes,
yes.
you know, some of these platforms can seem overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah, they can. And we're also finding that it's not just people with visual impairments that are coming to the phone. I get calls a lot with somebody who will say, you know, I have my brother, he has a little bit of cognitive impairment, uh-huh. and I need a phone where I can program it, where all he has to do is, you know, do a speed dial thing. Can your phone do that? And it's like, absolutely, yes. So they get the phone. And so this person knows, if I want to call mom, I just hold down the number 1, because that's the number for mom. You know, if I want to call my brother, that's number 2. And so it's a whole other market that we didn't initially think about.
Well, this sounds really exciting, and I'm going to ask the dreaded question: what secrets won't you be interrogated like with if I tell you what's coming up on the blind shell? What can we expect to see? Maybe that isn't quite there yet. Is there anything like in the edges that should be coming on soon?
Let me see. There is a fitness app that's going to be coming. There is another way to read books that's going to be coming. There's glucose monitoring. There's another way to read text as well coming.
And so I presume maybe there's more than one different glucose monitors. Will this work across the platforms with glucose monitors, or will it work just with a specific one? I don't know how many glucose monitors that hook up to, iOS there are. So
there's several, but I think we're going to start with one, the one we've been getting the most requests for. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, gosh, there's just so many features. There's a camera, as you know, because you need that for Iron Be My Eyes, but it's a great way to take pictures, because when you save a picture, the way you label that picture is with your own voice. So you snap a picture and it says record message, and you can say, this is my dog running through the park.
That's
so
cool.
Then when you, yeah. Then when you go in,
that's awesome.
To, that's, saying, if you want to share a picture, you know what it is, and it's not just 8725.
I know, it's really a pain in iOS. So can you label it with text there too, or does it have to be? I mean, does it turn into text, or is it always your voice? Is it a voice?
It's always your voice.
So what happens if you put that? What happens if you put that like on another thing, like on to your computer or something? Can you do that? Download them to your computer?
You probably could. I don't know. I've never done that. But that's an interesting question, how it would come out. Because I wonder if it would come out as still an audio file.
Would it save? Does it save them on the SD card or on the phone itself? Sorry, I'm asking all these difficult things.
No. It's okay. I'm trying to think if I have any on my SD card. I think it will save them to the phone.
Gotcha. You might have to figure out how to get them to the USD.
And then you can transfer them to the SD card. So you can transfer things back and forth from the SD card to the internal storage of the phone.
Great. We need to unfortunately end it, but tell people how they can get the blind shell.
So blind shell, well, first the price is $489 US, and you can order it through blindshellusa.com. You can go on our website and see several distributors that we have. We probably have, maybe 30 now across the country who are selling the blind shell. And also, I recommend checking with your accessible telecommunications program in your state. Many state programs now are giving out the blind shell for free.
Oh, awesome.
To people who qualify. So a lot of them will, if you have an issue with using a standard flat screen phone, then the blind shell is an option that they have that they can provide to you. Also, the VA, if you're a veteran, ask your VA counselor about the blind shell too, because they're also giving them out.
Diane, I want to thank you for your time. It's been very informative. Sure. Thank you so much. It's
thank you for having me.
It's been great to pick the brain, and I am hoping you need to talk to state services at in Minneapolis. I think they need a blind shell. So I can play.
Sounds good.
So thank you very much, and good luck, and I'll be looking forward to hearing more about it in the future.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good night. I want to let everyone know that you've been listening to Disability and Progress. The views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of KFAI or its board of director. But they're definitely ours. Anyway, this is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. Tonight, we've been speaking with Diane Ducharme, who is the Senior Program Manager of Blind Shell USA. We were talking about the Blind Shell phone, and I want to thank Bobby Lakey for this great suggestion. If you have a suggestion, you can email me at disabilityandprogress@samjasmine.com and put in your suggestion, and just like Bobby, you might hear it on the show. Also, if you want to be part of our listener club, you can do that by emailing me at the same address, disabilityandprogress@samjasmine.com. Thanks so much for listening. This program runs because of you. Good night.
KFAI.org.